This is Israel AM for Monday, January 11th. The Health Ministry reported 6,706 new coronavirus cases on Sunday. There are currently 1,044 people hospitalized in serious condition and 251 on ventilators. There have been 3,671 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. Over 1.8 million Israelis have already been vaccinated. The Health Ministry announced today that starting Tuesday, all Israelis over the age of 55 will be eligible for vaccination. On Sunday, a large shipment of Pfizer vaccine landed in Israel. Over 50,000 people have already received their second shot. The Palestinian Authority said yesterday that it expects to receive its first vaccine doses in March under a deal with drug maker AstraZeneca. At a meeting next week, the Civil Administration's High Planning Committee will approve the construction of 500 housing units in the West Bank settlements of Itamar, Bet El, Shaveh Shomron, Oranit, and Givat Zev. The committee will also reportedly advance plans to build 100 units in Tal Menashe and 250 homes in the Nofei Nehemiah outpost. The approvals will come right before the U.S. presidential inauguration. The Biden administration is expected to restore U.S. policy against settlement construction. Israel's Mekorot National Water Company will sign a deal in the next few days to provide Bahrain with desalination technology. Mekorot said that Bahrain and the UAE are interested, among other things, in desalination, quality control of water, reduced waste and leakages, water management systems, and integration of technical management services. Israeli air conditioning company Tadiran Holdings has registered an international patent that purifies 99.999% of viruses, germs, and bacteria that exist in the home. Tadiran plans on introducing a range of solutions for treating air within the home and other enclosed spaces this year. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and stay well.